in the limelight.
Saudi Arabia, which along with the UAE has been committing war crimes in Yemen for the past 7 years by bombing the defenseless men, women and children of the Arab world's most impoverished country, has on the home front never stopped its almost century-long persecution of Shia Muslims. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Kayhan International staff writer. This article is published under the heading, Along with War Crimes in Yemen, Saudis Continue Persecution of Shia Muslims. Stay tuned for more. Remember the murderous thug called Mike Pompeo, who masqueraded as the top U.S. diplomat in the later part of Donald Trump's Republican regime. In a recent interview, after his usual spewing of poison against the Islamic Republic of Iran and denunciation of the resistance of Yemen's popular Ansarullah movement, he said the U.S. firmly supports Saudi Arabia to the extent that even the cold-blooded sighing alive of journalist Jamal Khashoggi and the protest of human rights groups didn't affect Washington's ties with Riyadh. Now we better understand why the current Democrat president in the White House, Joe Biden, has reneged on his election campaign pledge to make Saudi heir apparent, MBS or Mohammed bin Salman, a pariah for crimes against humanity. No wonder this camaraderie with Washington has emboldened the Wahhabi minority regime in Riyadh to trample human rights at will without the least fear of accountability. Saudi Arabia, which along with the UAE has been committing war crimes in Yemen for the past 7 years by bombing the defenseless men, women and children of the Arab world's most impoverished country, has on the home front never stopped its almost century-long persecution of the Shia Muslims. The latest violation of the birthrights of the followers of Prophet Muhammad's blessed household is the arrest of Sheikh Qadem al-Amri, a leading Islamic scholar of the holy city of Medina, without any charges. Sheikh Qadem, son of the late Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad al-Amri, is the custodian of one of the famous mosques in the Prophet's city and representative of Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Sistani, the senior most marja or source of emulation in Iraq. According to reports, he was transferred by Saudi security forces to an unknown location upon detention, causing concern among both Shia and Sunni Muslims of Medina, who greatly respect him. This latest arrest comes on the heels of a kangaroo court's decision in Riyadh to sentence Sheikh Abdul Latif Anasir to 8 years in prison on the usual vague charges of terrorism because he is a Shia Muslim preacher. Strange, in the eyes of the Saudi regime as well as the regimes of the UAE and Bahrain, neither their invasion and destruction of Yemen is state terrorism, nor their winning and dining with notorious Zionist criminals such as Isaac Herzog is terrorism. With the blessings of super terrorists, the U.S., the label of terrorism only applies to those who defend their spiritual values, dignity, birthrights, and freedom against the onslaught of the occupiers and usurpers. Thus, for this reason, the terrorists are the oppressed peoples of Palestine, Bahrain, Yemen, Iraq, and of course, mainland Arabia, and not those bombing, persecuting, detaining, torturing, and killing them.